next guest has been here for many years. He wrote the book. He did write the book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. It's been a bestseller for years, still on Amazon. I just looked it up. There it is. Boom. Paperback and an MP3, you can get the book and find out what's really going on in this world. He's also the executive director of the CO2 Coalition, Gregory Wrightstone. Very good to have you back.
No, good to be back with you. I got to complain to you a little bit, Steve. Because of you in this interview, I was forced to watch about 5 or 6 hours of that congressional hearing where they were beating up on the oil executives yesterday. So I'm not a happy camper. It wasn't pleasant.
No, it was painful, wasn't it? I saw a few minutes of it. It was like, good Lord, I'd rather go get my teeth drilled, right? I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, my.
Here's what's happening, just to tell folks. On Capitol Hill, they're bringing these executives from oil companies in and using them as punching bags and trying to blame them for the high cost of gas and oil and everything else, when really it's terrible, terrible policies from this government that have led us here. But they want to find somebody to blame, don't they?
They do, and it was just a year ago they had a similar inquisition. The same people brought the same oil executives, and they were all wagging their finger, calling them oil, just terrible people for producing so much oil. You need to reduce your carbon footprint. And now a year later, they're begging them for more oil. Well, actually, one of them wasn't. Actually, it was Representative Schakowsky was on with Joe on what's at the Morning Squawk Box, and she said on one side of the mouth, she said the oil companies need to produce less oil, and then a moment later she says they need to produce more gasoline. Well, now think about that. How can you produce more gasoline if you're producing less oil? It's like, well, you need to produce fewer apples, but we need more applesauce. Well, it just doesn't make sense, and they want it both ways, and they can't have it both ways. And America doesn't need a dependence on China for green energy and Saudi Arabia and Russia for our fossil fuels.
Well,
here in the United States.
Yeah, when you look at the reserves that we have, oil, natural gas, and so forth, don't take my word for it, everybody. We have more than the rest of the world, more than the Middle East. Combined, every country there. Don't believe me? Ask Gregory. How much do we have in natural gas, oil, coal, shale, all of it?
Ah, boy, that you threw me up a softball. I've got an article coming out either today or tomorrow, Real Clear Energy. It's not been exposed anywhere before, the vast resources. It's called America's Natural Gas Juggernaut. I did some of the early research in two of the gigantic fields of the East. And while I was researching this in 2008, I realized the vast potential. And let me just tell you, Steve, a giant gas field is defined as 3 trillion cubic feet of gas or more. A supergiant is 30 TCF or more. And while I was researching this in 2008, I coined a new term. I called it a megagiant, 300 TCF or more. There are only 3 megagiant fields in the world, Steve. 2 of them are in the eastern United States in the Appalachian Basin. 2 of the 3 mega giants in the world are located in the eastern United States. There's a third field that's a supergiant that's been barely tapped. And these are gigantic accumulations that are – and let me put this in another perspective that you might get. It might send chills up your spine just to realize how large of a resource. One of these – the largest of the accumulations there is called the Marcellus Shale. And while we were researching this, we took a look at the 10 largest conventional gas fields in the world, and we looked at what was called the gas in place. In other words, how much gas is just in the ground.
Right.
And those 10 gas fields, conventional largest gas fields in the world combined, did not equal what the Marcellus was.
That's right.
Does it's incredible.
It's jaw-dropping. And so then you say to yourself, why on earth would we allow the Russians to come in and sell natural gas to Europe and put them on a string that they can jerk on and, you know, the European countries, you know, kick and squirm and everything else? Meanwhile, however, here in America, They want us to use candles and donkey carts and bicycles. They want it to be Beijing, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they want you to go electric. And to go electric, it's just not feasible.
Not for a variety of reasons. The grid can't support it. Yeah. We don't have the ability or the technology to get there. But the fact of the matter is, you have to produce electricity somewhere. Natural gas is a fine product to create electricity at new natural gas-powered electric plants, right? There's nothing wrong with that. We have a brand new one in Michigan. I say brand new, a couple of years old, state-of-the-art natural gas electric producing facility. With all the natural gas we have, they should be everywhere.
Exactly. It's clean. It's when we burn what is natural gas? Natural gas is methane. The molecule is CH4, one carbon and four hydrogen atoms. And when you burn it, the product is heat and four water molecules and two carbon dioxide molecules.
Heat and water. Yeah, that's it, right? I mean, that's it. And for some reason, we're turning our back on it. It's not going to change, though, is it? It's not. Don't forget to get Inconvenient Facts. Here's the book again. Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Plus, there's a great app that can go right on your phone. So if you're in an argument with an imbecile and you just need a couple of arrows in your quiver, you can do that, too. Tell them about that real quick.
Oh, yeah, the app's been great. We rolled it out a couple of years ago on Glenn Beck's show. It's been downloaded more than 100,000 times. It's just a wonderful, wonderful resource. You can get all this information right in the palm of your hands. You can show your friends everything to dispute their notion of man-made catastrophic warming.
There you go. Gregory Wrightstone. Gregory, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. He took the time to watch those hearings. I mean, they're attacking the energy industry executives who are providing the energy to the power of the country. It's nuts. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.